And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The U.S. Census Bureau releasing 2010 data showing poverty in America is on the rise. And while that's hardly a surprise, how bad have things gotten for many Americans? To talk about that, I'm joined by Luke Schaefer, an assistant professor of social work at the University of Michigan and an affiliate at the National Poverty Center. Thank you for joining me, Luke.
Thank you for having me.
We all know that Michigan and the rest of the country is in the midst of an economic downturn. What did the newly released census data reveal about just how many more American families are now living in poverty?
Sure. These are tough times in the U.S., and in Michigan in particular. The national poverty rate was up to 15.1%. That's up considerably from 14.3% in 2009, and it's the highest since 1993. We had 46.2 million people in poverty in 2010. That's the highest total number since we started measuring poverty over 50 years ago and up quite a bit from 2009. In Michigan, the 2010 poverty rate was at 15.5%, a little bit higher than the national average, and it actually experienced a bigger jump from 2009. It was 14%.
So when you say 15%, you're saying more than 1 in 10 families in Michigan and nationwide are living in poverty now?
That's right. And it's even actually worse for children, about 21%. So that's 1 in 5 children in Michigan are in poverty.
When we talk about poverty, how small of an annual income does a person need to generate to be classified in this category?
It depends on how many people are in your family. I think for a family of three, it's about $20,000 a year.
And how is that? So $20,000 for three people, that's obviously a very small amount of money to make do. How is poverty classified then? Is it not having enough money to sustain housing and food?
Sure. It's actually, we've been using the same measure for since we started over 50 years ago. And but it's basically a standard income threshold. So they it's based on sort of an annual update to a number of what it would take to feed your family with its size, and then they actually multiply that to account for other expenses.
The difficulty with any economic downturn is that while individuals are struggling, the government also sees a drop in revenue, leading to less of an ability to fund social programs. We're certainly seeing some significant cuts here in Michigan. What does that mean for those who have nowhere else to turn?
Sure, yeah. We've seen some pretty significant cuts in Michigan in terms of its unemployment insurance program. You may know that the state reduced the maximum number of weeks that it would pay unemployment compensation from 26 to 20 weeks for 2012. The Earned Income Tax Credit is a major support for poor working class families, and the state reduced its EITC program considerably. And then just recently, our cash welfare program, the Family Independence Program, the state changed some time limit rules retroactively, so people who thought that the time limit wouldn't apply to them, it now did apply retroactively, and the effect of that is going to be 12,600 families are going to be dropped from the rolls, that's an estimate, of course, this fall. So as you see people less able to get assistance from state programs, you can expect to see an increase in hardships and, I think, crisis situations in terms of people losing their homes. You can expect to see people reach out to family members, so there'll be sort of a multiplier effect as people look for other types of assistance. And also, of course, our social service providers, our nonprofit social service providers who have already experienced record surges, we can expect to see increases in demand for those services as well.
I'm talking to Luke Schaefer. He's an assistant professor of social work at the University of Michigan and an affiliate of the National Poverty Center. You know, Luke, you're pointing out to the fact that more people are moving in with family. In fact, in the spring of 2011, 5.9 million adults that's the age between 25 and 34, resided in their parents' household. That's compared to 4.7 the year before this recession began. Is there anything particularly wrong with having family members move in with each other and as a way to get through? I mean, ultimately, it doesn't sound like there are any real drawbacks in that kind of a situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting question. So actually, if you look at the data in terms of doubling up, is what it's often called, in fact, we've been somewhat, for about the last 50 years, we've been somewhat sort of anomalous in that it was far more common in the past, if you look sort of before World War II, for families to double up and to live together. And so on some level, you're sort of getting back to that. I think the problem in the current circumstances, it can be, a great support, but to the extent that it's driven by and increases instability in people's lives, we know that sort of moving from place to place can, for example, have a big impact on children.
The poverty rate in 2010 was the highest, as you said, since 1993, but was 7.3% lower than the poverty rate in 1959. That was the first year in which poverty estimates were available. I guess that's somewhat good news. How would you compare the social programs available 50 years ago to what's available to those who are struggling now?
Sure. So the big change, if you look at the time trends over time, the big success story in reducing poverty was actually Social Security. You have to take a look at poverty among the elderly, and you see that it really starts to drop in those first few years as we're starting to measure it, as people start to actually draw down Social Security in the early part of that. For that program. So poverty, and if you look in Michigan, only actually about 8% of the elderly are in poverty. So that's actually been a success story over the last, 50 years.
So where do we stand now? We're looking at a situation where it doesn't look like the economy is coming back anytime soon. We're back up over 11% unemployment here in Michigan. The programs are just now going to be cut, so we're going to see the reverberations of that in the coming years. What do you see when it comes to poverty in Michigan and the effects on the state and those that are not in poverty due to the changes we're making now?
Well, I hope that of course the economy is probably the most important driver. So to the extent that policies can be put in place to get some job growth, and not just any jobs, but decent-paying jobs that can support families, I would hope that maybe we could reverse these trends. It doesn't seem to me like reducing, in a time when we see growing need, it doesn't seem to me that reducing public programs, I worry that that could have a negative impact of just increasing the overall hardship for people at the bottom.
Do you think Republican lawmakers are somehow disingenuous when they say these cuts need to happen and we simply don't have the money to continue funding the programs the way we have?
Sure. I don't envy the position they're in. I know that the budget deficit is a serious problem, and that tough decisions have to be made. I guess I can't speak to that. I think I certainly don't think they were disingenuous.
Do you think Michigan residents who are not struggling have the real understanding and a clear perspective of how people end up in poverty, or do you think there's a sense of a lack of compassion for a lot of people who are, in fact, in that state right now?
I do. I think people have perceptions of who the poor are. For example, with this change to the family independence program that's going to retroactively put time limits into place and cut 12,600 families off in the fall, you might hear people say, well, this will just encourage people to, the people who are on assistance to get jobs. But a big fraction of the people who are going to be cut off are actually people who are working, who are actually working considerable hours, and who are still poor enough to be able to get assistance.
Luke Schaefer, assistant professor of social work at the University of Michigan and an affiliate of the National Poverty Center. Thank you very much for joining me.
All right, thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.